We've all faced that problem. What gift to choose? Someone's birthday is coming up, an event, or you know, Christmas likes to sneak up on us at least once a year. Or do you find yourself just a bit bored at home and need something more exciting to do? Well, we have the solution. Wooden puzzles from Unidragon. Oh yes, and people love Unidragon puzzles. Each puzzle piece has its own unique shape, and it's something that both adults and children can enjoy. Each puzzle is packed in a premium wooden gift box with new puzzles released every month, and they're all very vibrant and stunning. So rather than get someone just a boring gift card that seems a little too impersonal, why not grab a wooden puzzle from Unidragon? You can check them out at unidragon.com, and for our listeners, you can get 10% off your order with the promo code SUPER10 on checkout. So head to unidragon.com, and the info is also in the show notes. So why not find that perfect gift or boredom buster right now? The following podcast is a Super Network and Pop4D production with your hosts, Super Marcy.
Because you know, like usually after 2B Tuesdays, I'm going to order some fried chicken.
The terrible Australian, B. Jermaine.
And now, in a bowl, the doll's hand got decapitated.
Professor Batch.
What's Batch smoking? Wedding yes. Coop.
It contains coarse and explicit language.
I mean, he probably gave her filled with beer so he could suck them out of it.
Mature themes.
Now, is it two fingers and then the pinky to hit the button? Or yes.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta put two fingers in there and then the finger goes into the slot to make sure the coins are in there.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more, please visit supermarcy.com and show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy the show!
Looks like you're gonna get a chance to meet the rest of the family. My psychotic brother just escaped.
I just don't want to spoil things.
We also need more turkey?
No, I'm pretty good, thanks.
I don't like to talk about my brother, he gives me nightmares.
This Thanksgiving.
You know, somebody ought to tell him to get inside. Nobody should be out with my brother around.
He looked exactly like Terry, except he had this really wild, crazed look in his eyes.
There's somebody after me, and he's chasing me, and he's trying to hurt me.
You're gonna hurt my kidding.
Oh, God.
You're a real sweetheart. You know that? A real sweetheart.
It's not cranberry sauce, Artie. It's not cranberry sauce.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com, find a random film to do an audio commentary on. This is episode 43, and we are the number one 2B-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians and a Canadian. I am your host, of course, the terrible Aussie, B. Jermaine. And with me, as always, are my two lovely co-hosts. First up being the other half of the Australian equation, and that, of course, is Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. Jeez, Bede is back. I am back here.
Indeed. I should have learnt my lesson the last 2 weeks not to do stuff with Craven, hence why I haven't been on the last two episodes.
Craven. If Craven calls you, do not pick up that phone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. See, I should have listened to you, Batch, but then somehow I roped you into our last escapades, and then you missed the last episode of the show. So
somehow I woke up in Gotham City. Like
that's so, yeah,
with this mustache, call me Commissioner Batch.
Commissioner Batch.
And our Canadian portion, Commissioner Batch.
Yes, good day, good day. Glad to be back. My spider bro, Mark Chevalier, filled in for me last week.
Yes.
I had to rescue you from Craven.
Indeed.
I don't know how that turned out, though.
Exactly. And I'm a little sad because, like, we did Bronson month, and Batch and I missed some of the episodes. I missed two, Batch missed one. And it's very sad that it's over because you and I, Batch, we've got some pretty awesome Bronson-esque mows going on right now.
Yeah, right?
So, I mean, I think it was Craven because I had a beard the last time and then he just shaved it all the time because he knew we were doing Bronson month.
Yeah.
You're lucky You're lucky you still have your eyebrows.
That is true. That is true. He could have gone for the eyebrows, but he knew not to touch them because he would know what I would do to him.
You got lucky.
But knowing Craven, you should make sure he didn't shave something else.
That is true. Very much true.
You want to do Connie proud by not having that shaved.
Exactly. But yes, this is episode 43 of the podcast. Now, usually, like every fourth episode, it would be the Patreon picks poll. However, we've decided to do something very special for this episode. We've decided to make this our Thanksgiving special episode, which is ironic because none of us on the show celebrate Thanksgiving. However, I know it's a little bit different in Canada.
Yes.
The real Thanksgiving was a month ago in Canada.
Exactly. Exactly. See, that was a month ago. Australia, we don't do it, obviously. But we're like, you know what? Let's do a film that has some Thanksgiving in it. We will celebrate it for no fucking reason whatsoever. But I just have to interject for one second. So obviously we use Tubi, so we get emails from Tubi, and I think I have two different Tubi accounts. And it goes, yes. My email, complimentary picks. So it's got It's a Wonderful Life, Legend Edition. Death Wish 4, The Crackdown, because it picked up on the Christmas, the Bronson. Then Albert Finney in Scrooge, so Christmas. But then The Substitute 3, for some reason. Santa Who. Then The Substitute 2, School's Out. And then Recoil. Very
random.
Could
those odds just be the... Well, doesn't, like, Recoil have, like, Daddy Trayona, who's basically, Bronson's Mexican equivalent?
Yes. And also that movie has, I can't think of his name, Stone Cold.
Oh, man. But since this is our Thanksgiving special of the show, which we're doing in behalf of all of our American friends on here, and I'm just laughing now because even though we're not doing a video version of this show, Batman is circling Batch right now.
For the Patreons, we are, yes.
Yes, but
I decided.
It's not only Batman, it's evidently Val Kilmer Batman.
One of my favorite Batmen. And the one that, Beat and I both met him.
Just that is true.
Well, okay. Let's do a magic trick on teleport. Oh, there we go.
Oh! Our Tubi Hall of Fame. I see that Robert Bronzy has been added to the wall since I was last here.
10 minutes into that movie, he was on the Hall of Fame.
Literally, he was.
Nice. But will anyone from our film today be in the...
Yes.
But yes, for this very special Thanksgiving episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, we decided we're going to do a film that is centered around Thanksgiving. So we have decided to pick a film that I know Marcy and I have seen, but I know you haven't yet, Batch, is, of course, the 1987 slasher film Blood Rage, which Marcy, you have quoted as saying is the Troll 2 of slasher films.
Yes, it really is. It's amazing, and I love it. And it's the best. And I'm just so excited that we're going to be doing this movie. Like, I cannot even express, how excited I am.
I'm still amusing because Val Kilmer Batman desperately wants to be on that Hall of Fame.
He really does.
He followed me over. Is Batman Returns part of on Tubi?
I don't know. It could be. We'd have to have a look. If not, maybe the Adam West Batman is on there.
He's hanging out. He's hanging out for the show. So.
Yeah, he's going to hang out for a while. Yeah.
You know what he's going to do during the show? You know what he's going to? What Val Kilmer Batman's going to do during the show? I'll get drive-through.
He's not gonna say anything because it's Val Kilmer. Oh!
Ouch! Ouch! Now I feel very upset and saddened by that, but we'll move right along.
I feel so sad now.
But before we get to Blood Rage, we'll do our rules as we usually do every episode. So what you need to do is go to Tubi, look up the film Blood Rage if it is playing on your part of the world. However, if you sign up to our special sponsor, Surfshark, there will be a way how you can get that. But stay tuned at the end of the episode for that. Yes, so look up the film Blood Rage. And we're going to start the film from the very start. So when I count down from five and then say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in the film. But I know based on our previous episodes of the show that if you don't have the film on your Tubi in your neck of the woods, or if you got this film on DVD or Blu-ray, I'm pretty sure... if you don't have this film on either DVD or Blu-ray, I'm pretty sure that our commentary on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So when an ad does pop, we'll shout out ad, and that way you pause the film. And then once we let the ads are over, we'll let you know, and then you can restart the film. But we'll make sure to give you timestamps as well, so that way you can still be in sync with us through the commentary.
Yes. And look, I was going to say, don't do what the Horror Returns guys did when they tried to blatantly copy us. And we know, they know they were copying us. They
got beef with those guys.
Yeah, they freely admitted, like, you know, I mean, they showed us love, yes, but they did, you know, a Tubi Tuesday style podcast for the same movie, funnily enough. And they were not keeping up with anything. They don't know how to control the ads. They don't know how to deal with that shit, and I've got something else funny to bring up. But you know,
we get fiercely protective of anyone else who tries to do a Tubi related podcast.
Yes, we do
exactly. And to be fair, Marcy, they don't know horror. To be fair, the Horror Returns doesn't know horror.
No, they don't. And they have an open invitation to join us on the Tubi Tuesdays.
Yes. We challenge you to come here and sit through one of them.
Yes.
Exactly. But when we do, we're not going to show anything horror. We're going to show something like a Christmas movie or something like that. Like a Hallmark movie.
Something.
And Freddie agrees, doesn't like the fact that, that they ripped off our podcast.
Yeah, no, Freddie's pissed.
I'll sit Craven on him and that'll show up.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, but are we ready? Let's get started. Are you guys ready to go gobble gobble for Blood Rage?
Sure.
All right, I'll count us down, and when I say go, we play the movie.
Yes.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And let's hope it plays. Oh, it's playing.
Yeah, it's playing.
Make sure the volume's not way too loud, because this movie's a tiny bit loud. So, what's Commissioner Batch smoking to this week?
This week's episode of 2B Tuesday is brought to you by, the Atomic Sour Grapefruit from Spinach.
Ooh.
Nice indica, 24%. Ooh. It's got some good terpenes to it. So
That's what
I will be partaking in during this recording of 2B Tuesday.
I'm partaking in whatever is in my little device.
And I'm partaking in life, unfortunately.
Yeah. Ego bead.
Wait a second, this isn't Blood Rage, it's called Slasher. We put on the wrong movie.
Starring Louise Lasser.
Don't mind this music.
The synth soundtrack.
This is like something out of Voyage of the Rock Aliens. I'm digging it.
It is. Volume. I want that popcorn, man.
This dude looks like he's dressed up as every 80s guy ever.
And there is a Karen in this movie.
Fucking Karen.
There he is.
Doo-doo. I cannot express how much I love this movie. I only discovered it this year. It was on my...
It's that fucking nerd, Ted Raimi!
It's that nerd!
That fucking nerd!
Hanging on the men's room selling fucking condoms with a pin in it.
He thinks he's cool. He's selling condoms, but we know he's a fucking nerd.
I completely forgot Nerd Boy had the cameo selling condoms. This was his first like little role or something.
I believe so. Yes.
All right. When exactly did I watch Blood Rage?
You watched it as part of your 31 Days of Horror, Mark.
Yeah, it was only last month I discovered Blood Rage.
But I think I did recommend it to you because I saw it for the first time around this time last year.
You may have mentioned
and
it.
And I really loved it.
But I my prompt was blood and I saw a movie called Blood Rage. I'm like, that's it. But I'm like, no, this movie's fucking incredible. Fuck, I'm really high.
If this song's on Spotify, it needs to be added to the Tubi Tuesdays
oh
playlist.
Oh my god, I need more shit on Spotify to add to that from our Tubi.
Look at these fucking hippies!
Hey man, I'm a hippie.
But you're the cool kind of hippie.
Yeah, I'm hippie Commissioner Gordon. Hey Batman.
Hey Batman.
That's,
hey man.
That's a... Louise Lasser, who's obviously meant to look like she's early 20s here, but she's obviously 50.
Mm-hmm. And whatever shirt here, her date's wearing, you need to wear it, Bede.
Yes.
Here, I think Val Kilmer Batman needs some smoke.
Yeah, he does.
There we go.
Here you go, Bede.
Smoke. Okay. Smoke.
You gotta have seriously, badges who... now.
Oh, sorry. Smoke. First of all...
Bede is just virtual double-fisting mind and Mars's face at this point.
All right. Smoke.
Smoke.
First of all, who takes their kids to the in the drive-in cinema, puts them in the back while they're making out in the front?
Aren't these
with
kids...
a gun.
Yeah.
Aren't these kids old enough to stay home?
Yes.
I mean, they look 12, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Look, to be fair, my mum used to put the kids in the back asleep and go to the drive-in, but they were younger than that.
Yeah.
But give us some facts on Louise Lasseter in case no one knows who she is. Oh,
well, Louise
is an axe.
Oh.
Let me ask you a question.
This movie's just asking for trouble.
Axing,
you shall receive.
I mean, it looks like they're gonna bang in the car.
I just wanna smell your shoulder.
Yeah, right? I don't know what's up with these kids, but yeah.
Well, Louise Lasseter has had quite an interesting sort of career. She's been in like a lot of films and TV shows, but she's probably best out as playing Mary Hartman in the show Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
Oh, Booby Fair.
Booby Fair.
And here's... Look at this little perv.
I know, they're just staring at it. Look how hairy his chest is.
That's almost like Chuck Norris, Harry.
It is, almost. This kid ain't taking his shit.
Oh. That escalated quickly.
That did.
With the guy with wanted head, this was not what he was referring to.
It really wasn't.
Oh, she just pushed the guy's head up just to...
He's like slashed his face, man. Oh, Moody run! Oh, wait. That's not an ideal Moody run. How could you not hear screaming? Everyone heard it!
Who put the ketchup on the popcorn?
But, so she was like... She's been in a lot of films and TV shows.
Mm.
And, but I'm probably in her personal life that she was actually Woody Allen's first wife.
Yes.
Back in the day. I think they might have been divorced around the time when this film was made. Because the thing is, though, the movie came out in 1987, but it was actually filmed in 1983 sat on the shelf for 4 years.
That's why it had the name Slasher.
That's a dick move right there.
So basically, one twin killed a dude and has put the weapon and blood on his twin brother to blame it on him. So the evil brother is Terry and he frames Todd. And Todd is in so much shock he can't talk to defend himself.
He looks really shocked right about now.
I know, it's fabulous acting.
But that guy had so many... like hits to the head with that axe, you would think it would do a little bit more damage than just like a couple of scars.
You'd wonder if that actually killed him. Mm. All right, it's 10 years later.
Meanwhile, in 1983.
Meanwhile.
Look at her hair.
What is up with her hair?
That is the type of hair you see on like a porcelain doll.
It is. It really is. And the reference, Happy Thanksgiving. This takes place on Thanksgiving. So there's your reference.
I saw that Thanksgiving 3 was on Tubi.
Like all of our future Thanksgiving episodes, we're just gonna like do all the Thanksgiving films, I should say.
Because this one takes place in space.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go give my cats a snack because they've knocked over my big red chair. They're being very naughty, so I'll be back in a few minutes. I'm going to give them their snack and put the chair back.
That's a good idea for a month of shows. Horror franchise that has movie taken
in space. Yes.
So Leprechaun in space, Hellraiser in space, Pat, Jason in
space. Oh, I do like this idea. I like in how in this scene there's a voiceover while two characters are talking and we have no idea what's going on. I wondered,
how would she react when confronted with Todd? I'm Todd.
Hi, I'm Todd. I'm meant to be, like, 18 years old, but I look like at least 35.
He's a hard Canadian 37, just saying.
Oh, that's just, that guy's just the lead from the movie Dear Evan Hansen. He looks like Evan Hansen. No, why did I come?
Is that Michael Dudikoff?
He could be. Looks like him. You know, this lady, stop doing the voiceover. We want to know what's going on between these characters. Yeah, he kind of looks like a mixture of, like, Michael Dudikoff and Jesse from A Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Without realizing that such ideas had ceased to have any meaning
for Todd. Family, I don't... He looks like one of the Von Erichs, like, yeah, he's not going to make it. We're
beginning to crumble. And I'm not a very good psychologist. He wrecked that pumpkin pie.
Well, to be fair, pumpkin pie sucks.
I'm not putting that out there.
Mother.
Not a fan of pumpkin pie.
Mother, Halloween's over. Pumpkin pie's no longer a thing now.
To be fair, this kid has been in this place for 10 years innocently.
Oh my gosh, look at all the short shorts in this scene.
Look at that guy's got a short wedgie! those shorts are three times too small!
I can see the outline of all their penises. I'm freaking out.
You were away, Marcy, we dictated that the brothers, the twins, are hard Canadian 37s.
Oh, they fucking are. They are. And you want to know something funny? And this is just me giving more shit to the Horror Returns, but Lance, Philip, Brian, I do love you. They go, oh, these twins look nothing alike. And then by the end, they realize it's played by the same actor. I'm like, they look like the same actor. What's wrong with you?
Oh my gosh, that woman there, the old lady, she looks like Carol Baskins.
Oh god, Carol
Baskins. Put a bra on, Carol.
That bitch Carol Baskins.
Damn it, Carol. Oh, look at her hair.
She is Carol Baskins.
It's Carol Baskins with short hair.
I know. It's like a competition between all these women who has the most bizarre hairdo.
I think every Thanksgiving we need to dress up like these people.
Yes.
I'm going to dress up as Terry.
Why do I sound like this? I'm Louise Lasser.
Too many ciggies.
Hello, kids. Congratulations, Mom. Let me tell you about chlamydia.
Oh, no.
The first time I got chlamydia wasn't fun. The second time, it was a little bit better.
Now, to be fair, everyone, you would...
To be fair,
you probably would sound like this if you were married to Woody Allen for a few years.
Well, to be fair.
You would probably want to smoke.
Look at her boobs. They're like, boop. Seriously.
Auntie Carol Baskins.
Auntie Carol Baskins. Look at their makeup. It's so bad. Now, they're not eating fried chicken, but we get some turkey, so that's very close.
Okay,
we can allow it. It's a big bird. We can allow it.
Now, Marcy, Bede and I were here last week, so how does this relate to Death Wish?
Death Wish 3. I reckon Terry, this dickhead, I reckon he was one of the thugs that was in the town in Death Wish 3. Because he's a psycho, and when he realized you can't stop Charles Bronson, he ran back home. That's what happened between the 10 years, between the start of the movie to the, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yes, Death Wish 3, what a movie. Look at her makeup! What is it?
Look at his hairline for a fucking 17-year-old.
I know!
He looks like Peter Weller with a wig.
He does, but the movie, the two characters clearly look like they're played by the same person, but I don't understand how The Horror Returns were laughing that they didn't look alike. I'm sorry. Bloody hell.
Well, to be fair.
To be fair.
The Horror Returns guys probably thought all these characters look different because they all have really weird, wacky hair.
Yeah, maybe. The hair was confusing.
Mom, I came in here because your cleavage is too distracting. He barely has his tie on.
Yeah, I know, and he's got a popped collar. What's the point of the tie with your popped collar, mate?
And this dude here is still carving the turkey. It's been like 10 minutes already.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to carve a turkey.
I don't know how to carve a turkey. I know how to carve a chook.
I would imagine it's the same.
Pretty much, yeah.
A chook is a chicken, in case anybody was wondering.
Yes. I was curious. Batman didn't know either.
Yeah. Aussie slang for ya. Ooh, bread. Well, it looks like she's got some buns on her chest.
Well, he just sort of let it out. Hey, everyone, my psychotic brother just got out of jail.
Yes, but he is the psychotic brother.
Yeah, and she's, like, not impressed.
She's freaking out now.
Nonchalant,
I'm just going to eat some beans. And she's sitting there eating her hot bread like she's going to cry. And the cat is back at it again. Get off! I fed you so you'd lie down and sleep. Jesus.
I'll say the batch, Marcy. This Todd here, he looks like he's dressed up like the guy who played in that film, Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes! I haven't seen it, but I know what you mean.
He looks exactly alike. They wear the exact same clothes.
And they're both 45.
And they're both 45, pretending they're in high school. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
That is a very small kitchen.
Yeah, I know, right?
Come here, you won't want to smell your shoulder again like that time we went to the drive-in.
Sorry.
I like how the other mitts are just like up on...
I know, right?
Stuck up there.
Oh, jeez. Now.
All right, I'm just foreshadowing, playing around with this knife.
I'm just jerking off my knife. Don't mind me.
Meanwhile,
look at that little baby photo of the psycho.
Which one?
That's a good point.
Is it her left boob or her right boob?
It's hard to tell.
Meanwhile,
it's just way too distracting.
On the video version, you can see my cat jumping on my chair. Because he's a little shit.
Is that what she calls her boobs, psychomaniac?
Yes.
Yes.
Now...
Wait, your son just got out of jail? That turns me on.
Now, Terry ends up having about 50,000 wardrobe changes in this movie. And I think Terry... wants to fuck his mum. That's why he gets angry when his mum's getting it on with a man. He's got an Oedipus complex, I'm telling you. I can't escape these movies.
Well, you know, interesting. Like, yeah, sorry.
I do respect, like, for a movie like this, like, she's got her tits out, but she's not a very good-looking woman. Like, you figure, with these type of movies, they would cast, like, a hot older woman. They didn't do that with this movie.
I am surprised that Karen Black wasn't cast in this film. This would be something she'd be down for.
True, true. But as our friend Lindsay from the Schlock and Awe podcast, who also loves this movie, as she would say, Louise Lasser should have got an Oscar for this performance, and I agree.
Yes.
He's got to put some more product in his perfect hair.
Oh, he's got a gun!
He's packing heat!
It's the fucking psychiatrist and yes. This dude rocking up with a gun to find out if Todd is there. But the funny thing is, and here's an interesting bit of fact, the psychiatrist is played by the film's producer, Marianne Cantor, and she stepped into the role because the actress who was originally cast didn't show up.
I did read that.
Hold on, I'm Brad King. Let me just interject myself in the situation here.
Also, this film, in early production, the film was originally titled The Complex. And then, of course, it got the title Blood Rage. But, of course, other prints, it's also titled as Slasher, which we saw at the beginning. And also Nightmare at Shadow Woods, because that's a different cut of the film. Do I sound like
this? I think this is like the... Because this is the Arrow release that we're watching that's on Tubi.
Yeah, because they did... it's a 4K restoration of the film.
Yeah, that's why it actually looks really good. Like, the quality on Tubi is really good for a change. But I think this is the version with all the gore in it.
Yeah. Because there's like three versions of this film. There's like the theatrical version... Then there's like a VHS version that has all the gore, but it has other scenes that weren't in the theatrical cut. But then there's another cut that combines all the bits together.
Oh, my favorite show, my favorite podcast, the Lord Never Sleeps podcast.
I'm just gonna have a beer because I sound like these.
She's just plumping out her titties some more.
Brad King, and I love my wife's titties.
Look what she's using, Bede. It's your favorite.
Oh my
device.
Gosh, she's using a telephone. See, now what? Now, Louise Lasser,
you
what you need?
Got me, oh. You almost got me.
I'm gonna sound like this before I die.
And I think they are rotary phones too. The kind Bede really likes.
Indeed, because what you do with a rotary phone is stick your finger in the hole.
I don't get it. How do these phones work again?
Yeah.
Okay, what you need to do, you stick your finger in the hole, then you turn it around counterclockwise until it turns on. However, if you've got a payphone, you got to stick your fingers into the slot as you're dialing the number. So that
and you wiggle the fingers,
it up.
Right?
Yes, both fingers in there and give it the shocking dark. And then you go in there and then you got to wait until the coins come out and leave a surprise.
I don't like this.
Have we beaten this joke to death enough on this podcast yet?
Yeah, we can never beat this joke to death enough.
Oh no! Look at this! How dare you drink beer?
Oh no!
That was my
beer drinking hand.
That was also my waking hand too.
And he just—it's moving.
He's like, oh no!
What I loved about that scene just then is like you think like, oh, he's outside. No, he just steps right in, and that window was already open.
And I love that he cuts his hand off, and the hand's still moving.
Indeed.
And I love that this repetitive, like, synth score, it's the best.
They probably had, like, 10 minutes of score and just replay it over and over.
I reckon they did, and it's amazing.
So, because... his brother escaped. He's like, okay, fuck it. Today's the day I just start killing people again.
He saw his mom making out with a man and it sent off his blood rage again.
Yes.
Was that not his dad, though?
No, that wasn't their dad, no. Actually, because I think in the, from what I remember, the guy at the beginning is not the guy who just got killed. That's a completely different guy. But Terry kills any man who falls in love with his mum because of jealousy, and probably has, and it's probably like an
Oedipus complex.
I am now distracted because Max is right above you.
I know. he's on my chair. What are you doing, Cat?
Smoke.
Yeah. Old mate's doing the smoke. Cat, you're going to knock everything over.
This dude looks really stoned. Hey, man.
Oh, Max. Why are you a naughty cat? I was relaxing with my
worst security guard ever.
I'm pretty sure they made this movie while stoned.
He would not surprise me.
How could he not see a bloody machete behind him?
Whoa!
Oh no!
Oh! Oh! That dude gets stabbed, and he's like,
And he's like, I'm still gonna finish my weed.
Well, that's another big move. I mean, like, come on, you steal the guy's fucking joint and kill them. That's not cool.
But we all know that if you smoke weed in these movies, you have to die. That's like the law.
I'm the exception, dude.
Except for you, Batch. That can never happen.
Except for me. I'd either be the killer or the final girl, clearly.
Because I have Kraven as a shield. So if I bring him out, I can get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. And don't forget, I have AI Marcy with Martha.
That's right.
Although Bede does have cage rage. Which
She's like, she's so distraught that her son has broken out of prison, and she's like, I better gorge myself in food. I need to eat all the leftovers.
She's on the kitchen floor with the fridge open, with her legs open, eating food.
Not gonna lie, that is me after Thanksgiving. Mm.
That's me after a 2B Tuesdays.
Just give me the bucket.
Now she's probably wondering, maybe it wasn't a good idea to wander the woods at night all by myself.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's Todd!
But it's not Todd.
That's the best oh no face I've ever seen.
Oh, she's fingering the phone! Oh,
no. She's fingering the phone! See, she's doing what I keep doing. Is like, you put your finger into the dot, into the hole, and then you keep going around it counterclockwise until it turns on.
And she's got the added bit of wine.
Oh my god.
What? yes, the death scenes are hilarious.
Where's the other half of my body?
How is it still moving?
She's half the woman she used to be.
Jesus. That is a joke worthy of this fucking movie.
See, this is, she was definitely no Dr. Sam Loomis, that's for sure.
Oh shit, I got all dirty, I gotta change.
And there's
the line.
The famous line from the movie. It's not cranberry sauce. Yeah, I figured if I was in a... Look, he's wearing underwear! Look at him!
I know! He's wearing undies in the shower.
He's wearing the same undies as what's his name from Nightkiller.
Yes! The blue undies!
I gotta clean out my oven!
That's a commercial we gotta make. Blue undies for 2B Tuesday.
Yes! I gotta blow dry my beautiful hair.
See, Marcy, this is realistic. If you kill someone, if you're a serial killer and you get blood all over you, you gotta change your clothes.
But, as we find out, he doesn't dispose of the clothes that well. And as I told you, wardrobe changes. That's two.
She's just totally making some long-distance phone calls today.
She's loving the fingering phone. With the
this
wine.
Is like this is her third fingering tonight.
Don't they live in the same house?
They're living in a apartment complex.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's not cranberry sauce.
Is that a Ringo Starr, like, vase? What is that?
I don't know.
Or is it a Sonny Bono face?
I don't know.
Hello, obviously not Rosanna Arquette.
Vodka and tomato juice. Just the tomato juice.
Yeah. All of it is.
Yeah, this weird drink. He was drinking milk earlier while they were having turkey, and now she's like drinking tomato. See, look at it. Look at that face.
I don't know what that is.
Ooh. I don't know if it's Sonny Bono or Ringo Starr. It's one of them.
Who is this woman and why are they getting it on? Well, sort of.
See, hey, baby, is my hairline going back even further?
Meanwhile, on Dear Evan Hansen. and this chick, oh my god, here's Karen. And she's got an 80s Karen hairstyle. It's amazing.
I like that there's, like, corn on the... on top of the door. It's like a reef, like you see at Christmas time.
I know, right? He's just gonna stand on the window. Yeah.
He's up there like a Garfield doll.
Oh, finally, the cats have decided to lie down. They're naughty. Yeah, you're naughty. I'm looking at you.
You can't see me behind here.
No one can see anything in this movie.
Surprise.
I just wanted to touch your hair.
He's a bit Denny from The Room, isn't he?
Oh, Terry, you look so drugged out since I last saw you.
Your hair looks slightly different.
Even she had a wardrobe change. Because she was wearing, like, a black clothes before?
I know everyone changes their wardrobe except for Dear Evan Hansen. He doesn't change it. I can't unsee it now.
He'll be singing songs very soon.
La 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 la. I don't know what the songs are.
The movie's not out yet here in Australia, so no. I only know one song for that movie.
I knew about it because they watched it on Big Brother.
Yes.
And they were all crying, and I'm like, what is this shit?
It's called They're Incredibly Bored, so they put that on.
Yes. She kind of looks like PJ Souls.
A little bit, yeah.
She's not PJ Souls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, you're going to kill me, aren't you?
Her oh my god, you're a killer. I need to get away from you.
Her acting is next level.
Oh my god, Todd. You really ought to try it sometime.
I gotta go. Bye. I haven't kissed girls before.
Can you sign my cast? Again, that reference to Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes.
Artie. That's a fucking nerd's name.
I mean, how much hairspray is in his hair?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Hopefully it adjusts.
That dude looks like fucking David Cronenberg.
Why do they always look like David Cronenberg, Bede?
I know, it's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily I have my bat in the back seat of the car.
What's that gonna do? The guy has a fucking machete, mate.
Oh my gosh, Marcy, it's that song from Nobody Told You. It's from No Retreat, No Surrender.
It's very similar to the tune.
Yes.
Do-do-do-do. I almost peed my pants. Okay, Karen.
The acting in this movie is
something,
incredible.
Yeah. How come everyone in this movie is drinking the same brand of beer?
I think all these people are hard 18, a hard 35.
Oh, ad.
Oh, we got that. And it's Wild Secrets.
Yeah, answer my email, Wild Secrets.
We want you to be our sponsor on this show.
Exactly. We're at 31:29 as the ad is playing, and it looks like it's just the one ad. We may have lost Batch, but hopefully he will be back momentarily. Yes. The drama of the To Be Tuesdays podcast.
Indeed.
And we are back at 31:30. We did lose Batch, but he will be back. Apologies, everybody. We don't edit shit on this show. So we
what
have
is
to
this movie?
It. Blood Rage 2.
That'd be hilarious. It's like they had footage of the sequel in the first movie.
Yeah. So does Terry just get it on with all the girls in this apartment?
Yeah, it sounds like he's like the player of the apartment block.
Yeah, it is weird. What is this woman wearing?
Say, I hear you two were having sex. Can we join?
She's wearing a white, very see-through tank top with no bra.
But look at this fucking nerd.
Look at her hair. And makeup. What is that?
Her hair is like hair with another wig on top.
It's like a legit bird's nest is on her hair.
There's like four or five different hairstyles going on in that hair.
Yeah, it really is. That guy is a nerd. Where are his nerd glasses?
Fucking nerd.
He needed to borrow them off Ted Raimi, clearly.
He looks like a very young Stephen Tobolowsky with hair.
Alright, Batch is just rebooting. He had a few issues. He will be back when he gets back on.
That'll be hilarious. By the time he comes back, he's going to be like, what's going on? I don't get it. I'm confused. I'm scared.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, this movie, like, things just keep happening, but then they also wander around a lot.
Exactly.
But it's just, like, freaking funny. Okay, I think we've got Batch back. I think. He's getting there.
I'm back.
Okay, he's back. The stream working for you.
Yeah, my computer just said, fuck you.
Yeah, that's all good.
It was like, you're watching Blood Rage? Yeah, but you need to get off the call right now.
See, what happens was... Yeah, what happens was, he cut out, but the Wild Secrets came in to take his place.
Yes.
And funnily enough, I heard a Wild Secrets ad on the radio yesterday. I'm like, we're giving him free advertisement. Like, answer my email, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All these people are at least... All these teenagers are at least 40 years old.
They're hard Canadian 45s, without a doubt.
Exactly.
I need them to send me a inappropriate package across the pond of just random products.
Yes.
Yes.
As long as you get the bead phone.
Send this a special, like, sex phone.
Yes.
It's a phone, but it's made of, like, that the flesh stuff, like a fleshlight.
Yes. It's, like, all rubbery. Oh, look, she's vacuuming.
Oh, this is something that all... This is what all mums do. They, like, vacuum and drink wine at the same time.
Yeah, how else are you meant to clean the house?
I like how she's, like, gone through the whole thing. She's, like, so stressed out that Terry has escaped. It's like, I gotta clean up the house. I don't want it to look like a mess when he tries to kill me.
Jesus. Karen's a bad actress, but I can't act that great either. Actually, he must be the world's greatest actor that three people who watched this movie thought Terry and Todd were played by two different people.
Exactly. Can't go wrong there.
I actually think he's a decent actor.
Just keep burying it, Marcy.
Yeah, I will. I actually think this guy does a pretty good job of playing both the brothers, because they do seem quite different.
Yeah, well, he plays them very, like, distinctly. Like, you wouldn't think, oh, it's, like, you know, and gives them their own personalities and everything.
Yeah, he actually does, and I gotta give credit to that, because I think it works. Maybe too well.
Yeah, Mark Soper, that's his name, and he's been quite a lot of other movies, like... Let's see. After this movie, he also had small roles in films such as Phenomenon and Swordfish, where he played an FBI geek. That fucking nerd. And his last movie credit was White Oleander, where he played a character named Patrick.
Oh,
I better put her body back together. It's okay.
I'll just put it back together. She'll be fine.
He's trying to do a magic trick.
He's got to go back to high school and sing. Wait, what's the plot of Dear Evan Hansen? I don't know.
I was going to say, this is like the weirdest prequel to Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah, how... Didn't that go, like, straight on Netflix and here it's not even out?
Oh, it's not out in cinemas yet, but it was released in cinemas in
the US. He's got a gun!
But that's a small gun. It looks like it's made out of plastic.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Her body looks like it's made of cardboard.
Why did the psychiatrist just call the police?
Why didn't anyone call the police?
What are police?
Bede, how much for you to dress up in that outfit that the girl's wearing, like the weird tracksuit pants, the puffer jacket with a flower on it?
Well, we need at least another 13 subscribers.
Oh, that's a high one.
I'm surprised you didn't make him do the yellow shorts that were wedged up his ass.
Oh, no one wants to see that. No one.
No, nobody wants to see me in those short shorts.
If you do, please send an email to thesupernetworksm@gmail.com and Bede will find some of those shorts and maybe you'll go on a date with him.
Exactly.
Just pimping out Bede.
Sponsored by that secret website.
Why are they all still eating? They just had Thanksgiving dinner like an hour ago.
I think they're doing
shots.
And they're
still hungry.
They've been drinking nonstop
after dinner.
Yeah, they're just drinking at this point. What are they doing? Shots of whatever? Tequila, maybe?
Yeah, it's tequila.
Yeah. Oh, look at this high-tech game and TV.
This is state-of-the-art graphics.
That's what achievement war was like back in the 80s,
Mark. Yeah. You had to finish a game in one sitting without dying. That was the achievement.
You had to write down the score.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then you had to send them in to, like, wherever does the scores. And then you had to, like, videotape you doing it.
So oh, wow. This woman is judgmental. He's never kissed a girl before. Ugh, creepy. Fuck you.
He's been in a fucking wherever he was.
Exactly.
What game are they playing? Oh, sure. Just talking about the bad old days when guys are horny. What is up with their hair?
It's called placeholder.
His hair looks like pubes.
They're actually playing the E.T. game.
Karen's much better at it than he is.
Jesus. Why are they moving side to side? What are you doing?
We're pretending we're in a car.
That's how I'm going to play Forza Horizon 5 from now on, just to swing side to side.
Batch, it's that fucking nerd!
It's that fucking nerd!
Wow. That's a different... This is a suave nerd.
Suave nerd! A nerd who actually got a date.
So this is David Byrne, then.
Yeah.
He's the only suave nerd I know. Yeah. And he's one I'm like, I'll let him slide because he's a cool nerd.
Yeah. I don't think he's quite on that level, though.
Look at that 80s short hair on that chick right there.
I know. We were just talking about that. It's like five different layers of hair on top of her head.
And a bird's nest. Nicolas Cage is jealous. Sorry.
I'm going to fuck the shit out of this nerd.
I thought you were going to say the guy was thinking he's going to fuck the shit out of her hair.
Maybe that's what he's thinking.
Why was I blocking my nose?
He looks so terrified.
He's never kissed a girl and he's 50 years old.
Creepy.
Creepy? Look, it's okay if you're 50 and you haven't kissed anyone. No one cares,
exactly.
Really.
Exactly. We don't judge here on the podcast.
I mean, totally I wonder judge. What she does with that horse. Do. She rides that horsey.
Oh, well, they have kids. They're a married couple.
Someone's got a kid or something somewhere. A baby.
Either he's really rich or has a large dick. And given that they're living in an apartment complex, I'm going to think he's got a large dick.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a John Holmes-sized dick.
Not on that nerd, let's be real. Hi!
Oh, she's dead.
There's the baby. Oh, gee, she's got some Tiger King attire in the background there.
Oh, wait, they're not actually married.
He's rich. Oh, no,
she's looking for a baby mom.
Yeah, she's looking for a sugar daddy, and he's rich, so, yeah.
Exactly.
We've worked it out now.
So, no idea whose baby that is.
Ooh, I'm going to put on this very ugly-looking lingerie.
Then
yeah,
make some phone
call. Yeah, I'm gonna get on the phone.
Now, honey, I just wore something from Wild Secrets.
They know.
I wonder if you can get that outfit on Wild Secrets.
If you don't, we should.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it. If not. Because I want that outfit.
What's that sign in the background? It was like, caution, no something. No walking, is it? I don't know.
No nerds.
No nerds.
No nerds. No,
wait for this part. Wait for it. Ah!
Oh my god.
Ah!
Hey, this is a no nerd complex.
How did he kill him?
Terry...
With a power
Terry
cord.
Terry didn't do that. It was me. I was like, that fucking nerd.
That's what B does to nerds.
Exactly. Fuck you, baby, I'm out of here!
I gotta put on my puffer jacket.
Wasn't he wearing a white shirt when you opened the door?
I don't know. No, it was that one. It's all different colors. I'm just gonna break into this here because I gotta go sing about high school. I don't know.
I don't know how hard it is.
Then someone's gonna tell me, like, Dear Evan Hansen is, like, really sad and emotional and blah blah blah. I'm like, oh, whoops.
I'm gonna make that tweet after this podcast. Just an image from this movie of Todd, and then just put Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, I might have this already Evan, made a tweet.
No, this Evan Damn. Hansen prequel is weird.
I know.
There's a Yoda head in there for some reason.
There is a Yoda head.
And I
that's not licensed.
It looks like an unlicensed Yoda head.
It's take this movie down.
It's yoga.
This movie is officially part of the Star Wars Cinematic Universe.
Yes. And of course, this movie being in Florida, somebody has a fucking machine gun on their, in their cabinet.
But he wants a baseball glove.
I like how those shoes are just hung up there.
Yeah, I know.
By their laces.
Just hang them on the trophy, whatever. And there's a gun on the side table thing there.
Yeah, well, I think this is actually Terry's room.
Yeah, that's why he's got fucking guns in his room.
Indeed. Oh no, there's nothing left to clean of the house. It's all clean.
Jesus, woman.
Get your shit together.
She's just like a regular mom. Something upsetting happens, she just gets blind drunk and cleans the house.
And now he's gonna go take her away. Nope, that's not a joke I'm making. Nope. Nope.
No, if it was his brother, that's what he would do.
Yeah, it would be the brother. Then we would be on, like, some Pornhub territory.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
This was a missing scene from the film Phantasm, Marcy.
Fuck that movie, and I mean the Australian one, not the good horror one. That one's amazing. I kind of want to change my hairstyle. I might have to go back and change my hair.
See, this woman is a pioneer. She's like into watching this dude play video games.
Mm.
Oh, mom, you're so heavy.
It's 80s Twitch.
It's 80s Twitch.
She looks so pale.
She really looks like a porcelain doll. It's weird.
I know.
I'm creeped out. It looks like one of the porcelain dolls you'll find on, like, the bottom shelf at Savers. Damn it, I wanted to do a spit take.
You almost got me there.
Almost!
For those out there who don't know what Savers is, it's basically like a thrift shop, like a chain of thrift shops here in Australia.
Yeah, and I found some creepy dolls there.
Yes?
Hello, do you like my hair? How can you not know that's Todd? Not yet. How does that look like Terry? His hair's all messy in the front.
Exactly.
Terry likes his freaking blow-dried hair. And Terry doesn't look like Dear Evan Hansen. I mean, is that even the guy's character name? I don't know.
I'll have to find out, because I don't know. Go ahead, Batch.
I've already made this joke, but Marcy wasn't here. He looks like a Von Erich that didn't make it. I figured I would get a bigger reaction than that on you, Marcy.
I'm just cringing.
Yes.
Actually, yes, the character in that is meant to be Evan Hansen. That's the main character.
Okay, it looks
exactly like
that. So I'm making the okay, whatever. I'm going to shut up. I got to go fix my hair. Oh, and...
Here comes Wild Secrets again. So, have you been thinking about picking up your mom and putting her in the bed? We might have something for you.
No!
Come and buy these awesome vibrators. Your mom will love them.
So is the Fleshlight phone a vibrator, or is
does it vibrate as well? Yeah.
Yes.
Ew.
Do you ride the phone?
No.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you gotta, like, you know, there's some phones, like, because remember, cars have phones back in the day. So when you're driving your car and you're riding along, you want to take a call, so you press the rotary.
Oh my god.
When someone calls the phone, does it go...
Yes, it does. Our timestamp is 47:30, just for those who may be watching along to a ad-free version of this movie.
Pardon me.
Freaking Wild
Still
Secrets.
Got that Joe Rona.
Joe Romana.
How can they not see her? It's not that dark.
I know. What's that poster in the background?
Oh!
What is wrong with these people? You assholes! Great!
Wow, the makeup looks so real. Did it though?
No.
And when did they have that time to do that between the time they were fooling around?
Yeah, I know. And they just fool around with anyone?
I'm now just, like, obsessed with that band on the wall. The romantic.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, because she was trying to sleep with the brother not, like, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, she was.
Market.
Yeah, now she's with this dude? In that mask? Oh, Mum woke up. Oh, wait, she woke up before.
Okay, so the Romantics are an American rock band that formed in 1977 in Detroit.
Oh.
And I'm trying to think what their most famous... Because I think they sound very familiar. What are their most famous songs? Oh! One of their most famous songs is the song What I Like About You.
Ah! There we go.
Which they could not use in this movie.
No.
Yes, exactly.
They could barely...
We could use a poster.
They could show most of the poster. Yeah.
Yes. I like... She's just wandering around the house like... Oh, just
and she's fucking drinking. Terry. Yeah. There's Todd!
Mocking Todd just...
Boobies again!
Booby fair?
Booby fair?
Where did he come from?
I just like to watch you in the shower.
Yeah, seriously. Where did he come from?
Who should I kill first?
This guy has powers more, like, way better powers than fucking Jason Voorhees, because he's everywhere at once.
But the twist of this movie is there's more than two brothers. There's, like, four or five or six.
When did the mum have time to have a shower? Because we saw someone else in the shower, didn't we?
And again, another phone call she's made.
Mm-hmm. She's always on the phone.
My son just got out of a psych ward, and he's killing everybody. Sorry, man, this is a KFC.
All right, give me a pack of fried chicken.
But this is an emergency. I need a pack of 10 nuggets, 6-piece meal with large fries. I don't care if it's still Thanksgiving. I need my chicken fix now.
What are you wearing? I'm wearing a nice terry cloth robe.
She's just yelling at the operator. Why are they playing tennis at night?
technique in tennis. Oh my gosh, look at his shorts. That's like John Hamm style shorts right there.
You know, socks.
I'm hoping that's a tennis ball in his pocket. I really hope it is.
The mum's acting back there. Let's not forget, Louise Lasser is an Emmy-nominated actress, and she just proved why she was.
Again, she should have won an Oscar for this movie.
Just like the name Brenda, there's always a Greg in every slasher film.
Yes. Oh.
Odds are he's not making it to the end.
Maybe. Clearly neither of these two were instructed by the tennis instructor from Pieces.
Nope. Or whatever. What was the other movie that had tennis in it that we tied back to Pieces? I can't remember.
I don't know.
There was something else where they were randomly playing tennis for some reason.
I'd have to look back through the archives of
the
show.
I can't remember.
Oh.
He's going to kill him with a tennis ball. No, I don't know. I don't remember.
How did he throw the ball? He's on the other side of the fence.
I don't know. He's special.
I mean, he could have chucked it over, but it would have bounced. But that, like, rolled on the ground.
Bede, he's got magical powers in this movie. He's got magic teleportation powers.
That is true.
I just don't remember this kill very well. Oh, no. I gotta find your balls. That were between my legs.
Ew. Those shorts, you can almost see what he had for lunch.
She didn't look very hard to find some balls, that's all I'm saying.
She could have just...
I'm telling you, my son is trying to kill everyone. Sorry, ma'am, this is a McDonald's now. Well, I'm telling you, my son is trying to kill everyone. I need at least 4 cheeseburgers, a bunch of fries, and a couple of sundaes, along with the KFC order I had before. I don't know why. I mean, I'm living in Florida, and I got a New York accent.
What toy is in the Happy Meal? No, I don't want that one. I want the other one.
I want the Space Jam. I want the Space Jam, a new legacy toy with LeBron. Not Bugs, LeBron.
Jesus.
We got 3 of those already.
I was going to say, if they wanted to get some balls, Louise Lasser's got some big balls on her for taking on this role.
I know. I honestly think if you put all the scenes of her on the phone, they would take up at least 50 minutes of this film.
Yeah, I reckon they would, actually.
Coming soon to cinemas everywhere, Louise Lasser stars in the remake of Phone Booth.
Jesus.
The X-rated version.
What number do I want?
Who is she talking to?
Oh, she hasn't been talking to anyone this entire time.
Get me my boyfriend. No, please get me my boyfriend.
Oh, what are my 4 or 5 different boyfriends? What the fuck? Oh. They're having sex on the diving board.
I guess he found his balls. Old mate's got a bit of a tan line going on there. Jesus. Also,
I've heard of muff diving. This is ridiculous.
I was going to say, who has sex on a diving board?
Ah! Oh!
And this is why you don't have sex. He's just like, yeah, whatever.
Do it like a normal person in the pool, like showgirls.
Yes.
This guy just nonchalantly kills people. It's kind of amazing.
Remember when I used to be an Emmy nominee? Neither do I.
Don't be mean now to the poor woman.
Now I do.
All right, I'm going to rig up Frank Hollenlader so I can star in Frankenhooker next.
So one, movie. 2.
You got to go to the 6 and then the 9.
Oh, wait, this is a rotary phone, not a button phone. She's holding it like it's a button phone.
But it's a rotary phone we saw. Oh my god, I'm having Forza flashbacks because there's a bit where it looks like all this shit with the bloody wooden ramps and stuff in the forest.
You know you've been playing too much Forza, Wayne.
Yeah, when you see Forza in the movie you're watching. Hey, why don't we go to that
party? No, wait a minute. Where are all the other people at this apartment complex?
And why is the apartment complex in the forest?
Dead, drinking, or having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or dead.
And they're all like, we've got better things to do than be sorry in blood rage. Actually, now that I think about it, this girl here kind of looks like a cross between PJ Souls and Jordana Brewster, but with blonde hair.
She's called him a turkey.
Somebody grab my legs! Oh wait, that's not the right thing, please.
It's Terry, the one you're supposed to not be scared of.
It's me, I'm trying to kill you!
He popped off? What? Where's Greg and
Andrea? This movie is what happens, like, when Denny becomes the serial killer of the room.
Yeah, really, legit. Oh, yeah, right. Fucking legit, bro. Hey,
We're halfway through this movie.
Right. Wait a minute. So she's going out. Karen's going out with Terry. So basically, she was cracking onto Artie.
I have no idea what's going on because he was getting it on with that other chick before.
Everybody's fucking everybody in this movie.
Exactly.
It's like Melrose Place. Yeah.
It's like Melrose Place, but with more slasher killing.
Yeah, just because it's like an orgy complex, apparently. Oh, hi, I'm Todd.
Now, Artie, have you ever felt like nobody was there?
I'm in danger.
Can I have some of your hairspray?
Is this the theme from Stranger Things?
Yes.
That's playing right now.
Where did he get a gun from? Oh, his brother's room.
He got it from the psychiatrist.
Oh. I've seen this how many times already?
Twice.
Surprises me every time.
To be fair, Marcy, it was a very inconsequential little sequence compared to everything else in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind me, I'm just going to throw all these pillows away.
That is one weird looking couch. Punch buggy. I punched you. Sort of.
Ow. Ow.
But you punched me back. Ow. How dare you?
Fuck your couch!
Yeah, someone's gonna fuck that couch. Look at it. It's so pretty with the flowers and they're wearing all the Nike shoes.
There is a little Nike there. Actually, I did read something in the trivia about Nike. Let me have a look. Terry, brother's here. Your brother's here.
Your brother's here with a gun. Was he done just run away, man? Why did he just piss off for?
Well, I guess this isn't happening right now.
This is like cock-blocked again.
Yeah, well, Nike must have, like, wanted promotion through this movie because it says here most of the characters are wearing Nike apparel and the logo is being prominent in many shots.
They are. You can definitely see that.
Oh, here comes that famous line again. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Somebody stole all the tools.
Hey, it's prongs.
A fork? That's not a fork, it's a prong, you dickhead.
This will make a good weapon.
Yeah.
What was that? That score was like a...
This isn't cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce.
That's not cranberry sauce.
I see him.
Actually, it is. I tasted it.
Ew. I like how this guy just kills, like, in whatever way he wants. It's just
exactly.
Mental. Crazy. Like, whatever.
Put your dork on a fork.
Oh! That's a t-shirt right there.
Fucking nerd.
Bloody hell.
Are we sure Terry's not me?
Yeah, I think he might be. Oh, God, Karen just screaming for the next part of this movie.
You guys better not be dead.
Oh, jeez. All right, I've got to go get a top-up.
If you're all dead, I'm going to report to the manager about this.
cranberry sauce, Artie.
I'm just going to keep saying this line over and over again. It's not cranberry sauce.
We're going to get it over.
We're going to keep saying this line until it becomes the great, like the like a quotable line.
We're going to keep saying this line more than we plug the phone joke on this podcast.
Exactly. He just, what he, his line reading just then sounded like Jerry Seinfeld. He's now killing everyone around this complex. Why? Why is he killing everyone around the complex? Why is it called a complex if it's all complex?
And fuck it, now he's gonna just try and kill her.
Baby, if you love me, you'd let me kill you.
Karen!
To be fair, he's a precursor to all of us. To be fair, the precursor to all of us wanting to kill her, Karen.
True.
Let me in. I don't know how to slide glass. And it's a good thing he like cleaned up after that dead body who was there earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Do do do. Honey, I just want to kill you. Why are you being so difficult? Make sure those Nike shoes get in there.
Are we sure that's not a Nike hatchet?
Maybe if we look closely, it'll be on the handle.
Sorry, machete.
See, there's another thing we could tie this film back to. He sold the machete from Machete.
Yes, that is the official machete license machete.
Exactly.
It's got a little picture of Danny Trejo on the blade.
I'm
surprised he does not sell those.
I'm surprised he doesn't either. He should, though. I might tweet him about it later.
Yeah.
Now listen up. Oh, Wild Secrets again. So you just saw Luis Lasser on the telephone? Well, we got something for you. We got a new special telephone as that you can just finger all night long and make sexy phone calls.
It's the kind of thing you got Bluetooth. So basically you put something inside you so anytime anyone calls you, it vibrates as well.
It'll play. And the only songs it'll play will be songs like Let's Get It On. I'm just being an asshole right now.
fun at all.
All of this because his mom was going to marry someone.
And his brother escaped.
Yes. Damn it, why did everyone else in this complex go away for the week? I'm sorry, we're not allowed to have Karens in this household. You're all bitches.
I don't understand. I'm just, please open the door. You have to let me in.
The man said not to let anyone in.
Oh, please.
Especially Karens.
And you're not wearing a mask either.
You're gonna hurt my kitty.
Oh, God. See, that little girl is totally Marcy. She'd be like, I'm not letting you in. You might hurt my cats.
Smart, lock the door.
It took her like 10 minutes to unlock that door. To lock that door.
I'm a friend of your neighbor's and I need some help. Hello? Hello? I hear your baby.
Won't anyone answer me? Hello? I'm a Karen. I'll call the manager.
Oh god, she hasn't even got the baby yet. Fucking hell. She's just so annoying with this baby, I tell ya. It's a Razzie type of performance. I mean...
And somehow he got inside before her.
Yeah. I told you, this dude teleports, mate.
Even though this woman is now completely murdered, her hair is still perfect.
It is. Why are you running away from the one who's clearly not killing anyone?
Well, she doesn't know that.
But clearly, they're wearing different outfits. Oh, it's not a rotary phone bead, sorry.
Damn it.
You have to push the buttons on that one.
We need to get Wild Secrets on this for the new phone.
Push button phones are notoriously the less sexy of all the phones.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's not cranberry sauce.
That's not even blood on that machete.
It's not even cranberry sauce. They just drip some like red cordial or Kool-Aid or something on there.
Oh yeah.
Clearly Terry's crazy. What is she hitting
with? He hit him with the phone.
The
dick phone.
She hit him.
Look at her.
Oh my gosh, they got...
Yeah.
They obviously got the doll. They got the baby doll from American Sniper for this scene.
They reused it in American Sniper.
That doll is twice the size of the baby.
It is.
It is.
I reckon she tried to order like a baby doll from Wish, but that's what they got sent.
Actually, the baby doll's actually Louise Lasso.
There's not even a liner in that bin. Oh, but wait, she noticed something. Now.
Oh my gosh. I read that a bleach. I can't clean. Oh my gosh, I forgot to put the bags in the garbage.
She did, it's not even lined.
It should have gone in the green bin.
To music. Someone's not been recycling. Oh, look, it's Terry's t-shirt from earlier.
There's cranberry sauce on it.
There's all that cranberry sauce.
That shirt has a bit more blood on that shirt. That could be something Freddy Krueger wears.
It's striped. Maybe Todd's thing is striped shirts.
I think she's just happy that she has something to clean now.
Yeah, technically. He's not dead, he's just thinking.
Stella!
There's blood everywhere, you can't see that! It's not Todd, bitch.
See, you know what's interesting, though? If this was done another way, they wouldn't show him. It would be from the back, and then you see that he's dead.
But we already know he's dead.
And it's taken her 20 minutes to realize this.
I know, she just pauses for like half an hour. Now she's actually realizing.
And I like how this radio show is basically... describing everything that's gone ill.
He's going to have a splitting headache.
I was just about to say that same joke.
Cheers to that.
You beat me to it. You beat me to it.
Meanwhile, that's okay. Olympic pool for some reason.
It's okay, baby. I'll put you up for adoption soon.
I know, it's fucking an orphan now.
I know, that's sad.
Where the fuck did he come from, seriously?
And I like he's just, like, gliding in the background.
Yeah. They've got my
He's having
shit.
Way too... Mark Soper is having way too much fun in this role.
He is. He's great in it. He really is.
Oh, I would not be surprised, like, they just let him do whatever he wanted in these scenes.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would just go hide the baby under the sink.
Oh, this is the same thing that happened in Halloween 6.
And clearly,
you'd always, like, leave the complex.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Oh, okay, you just dumped them in there and she's clearly breathing! Oh, he won't think to look for me in there. Which he doesn't, because he's an idiot.
Karen, my manager needs to talk to you.
Karen. And you can't half see there's something under the sink.
I mean, that baby is going to cry out at any second.
Now. Watch. You can see the chick breathing.
Oh, gosh. I forgot they were in there.
No, I'm just going to take
a piss.
Time for a piss
break.
Yep.
See, this is something Michael and Jason Freddy didn't do, was take a piss break during their killing.
Yeah, but they'd be smart enough to look in the closed fucking door. Bloody hell. You're dumbass. Meanwhile.
That is not a real gun. That's like a golden gun. She's the woman with the golden gun.
She got it out of a cereal box. That was the style at the time.
Yes. Am I gonna do my best Karen Black impression?
We're really baked. Me and Batch are fucked!
I'm invested!
Batch is invested in this story. He wants to know where it's going to go.
Yeah, yes. What the fuck is going to happen? How could this movie get more outrageous?
Indeed.
By half untucking her shirt.
Batman's back.
Oh, hi, Batman.
Even Batman wants to know how Blood Rage is going to end.
Yeah.
Something got cut. Something went flying just a second ago.
Batman would have stopped all this like in the first act.
Yeah.
the body double with the worst wig.
It really is. The color doesn't even match. The hair doesn't match, but they're apparently two different actors, remember? Out of the way, look, Karen.
Stupid Karen.
Clearly a different actor.
And they're different heights as well.
Yep. That other one looks a bit more convincing than the Todd one. I don't know why.
This fight, this twin fight is reminding me of the one from Barry McKenzie 2.
Oh, Jesus, it is.
You whip! He's a wet Todd.
Fucking Todd. Shout out to Bede's mate, Todd, who's called Todd.
Yes. Yes. He's a better Todd than any other Todd in this film.
Yeah, clearly. Jeez, he was doing the nice shoes with no socks look before it was cool.
Oh, she shot.
Luckily she had her own tiny little gun.
Yeah, but the mum's still very confused as to what's going on. She thinks she shot Todd. She thinks Todd was the killer. When it was really Terry.
Indeed.
Nope, shot his eye.
My eye! Maybe if I'd never killed people, this would never have happened!
Oh no, there's blood in the pool.
That gun has more shots in it than Charles Bronson's guns.
It is Charles Bronson. There we go, we just looked at Bronson's mug. That's Charles Bronson's gun.
Yes.
That was the one he discarded when he got his wildy gun. Makes sense.
She got possessed by the spirit of Charles Bronson. I'm going to shoot you, Todd. She killed my family.
Oh no, I shot Terry. See, she. This is when you think, oh, she's worked it out. She fucking doesn't.
Yeah.
Nope. Yep. And I'm going to keep talking like this.
Yeah, I think Sigmund Freud needed to intervene on this family.
Yeah, it's very suggestive at this angle, because it looks like he's, you know...
Yeah. It's us again. It's us again. I think she actually just always hated Todd. But didn't realize he wasn't the psycho. You're my whole
life. I don't want to live without you. Yeah. Son, I think it's time you and I had sex.
Ew!
Again.
Let's just make this more weird than it already is.
Seriously, it's creepy!
We're gonna go see Dear Evan Hansen together.
No! Stop cosplaying as Dear Evan Hansen, son!
This movie was a precursor.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And then the baby's been asleep this entire time.
Mm-hmm. And then she calls him Terry, and then you realize she doesn't understand because she was so drunk from cleaning.
Drinking from her cleaning wine.
Yes. She drank like 50 bottles.
Indeed.
Oh, see, we link it back because she was drinking all the hidden bottles from Charles Bronson.
There you go, that too.
It ties back pretty well in many ways. I'm Todd!
I like even after all this, she still reckons that Todd is a killer.
Yeah, I know, right?
Luis Lasser is going at this performance like it's going to win her an Oscar.
Yeah, and it fucking should have, seriously. This music should have won Best Score, thank you. I'm Todd! Sorry.
I'm not Bede's friend Todd, I'm the other Todd. I'm Evan, I'm Dear Evan Hansen.
I'm Dear Evan Hansen, Bob, get it right! And now she's screaming, I'm Todd, or whatever.
You know how they got this reaction? They just showed her like an early cut of the film.
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh!
And then she just kills herself.
Yeah, this is my cue to get the fuck out of this complex.
I'm out of this movie, I'm done.
Yep, she's gone.
Me and the baby, we're gonna go live in another life. We're gonna go star in a better Tubi movie. We're gonna go in an Eric Roberts movie. Let's get out of here.
Yep, they peaced out, mate.
And the police finally show up.
Yep.
And who called them?
The mom when she was on the operator.
Oh yeah, you're right. And coming up next is another movie I watched recently, which I would also say is a Troll 2 slasher film, is Hack-O-Lantern.
They should have ended like that movie, like with the cops coming and he said, I'm Terry. He should claim he's the brother.
Yeah, he should have done that, yeah. Oh, jeez. Tubi's already, like, going to a different movie right now. There we go.
But yes, that was Blood Rage.
That was Blood Rage. I hope you all enjoyed it, because that movie is amazing. It is. It's so outrageous.
Is it?
Yeah. I love it. It's mad.
It's amazing for all the wrong reasons.
Okay, I will give it that.
Yeah, it is ridiculous and beautiful, and I love it. So you're welcome, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. And go to our Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. You can watch video versions of most of our Tubi Tuesdays. You get in, you get to enjoy some of the in-jokes, and you also show some support for us. Just thought I'd put that out there.
But yeah, we hope you all enjoyed it. This special Thanksgiving episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Yes, well, I was going to say I am very thankful for all our lovely listeners for listening to all the outrageous stuff we do every week. So thank you so much. Thanks for our fans, listeners, for those who support the Super Network and who support Pop4D. Much love to all of you. Thank you. And yes, you can find us at supermarcy.com. You can find the Tubi Tuesdays on all your major podcast streaming platforms. Just look up the Tubi Tuesdays podcast or maybe one of the previous films that we've done. Everything should pop up on there. So you can check Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of those good ones. And you can find the Super Network on your Facebooks. There's a Facebook page and group. We're on the Twitter, we're on the Instagram, we're on the TikTok. Just type in the Super Network and YouTube. Keep forgetting the YouTube. Just pretty much should find us under the Super Network. And if you want to find me personally, I am at Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. And I am on Letterboxd under super_Marcy. Bead.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D Entertainment Network, where me and the one and the only Mr. Mark Chevalier have classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. Also, follow us on our socials at Pop4D. Follow us on Facebook in our Facebook group for Pop4D, where we talk all things comics, movies, gaming, all fun. If you like all that fun stuff, come on over, join the party. We got Punchin' Pie. Punchin' Pie not available.
There we go. And Bede.
And if people want to find me personally, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine, or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with my reviews and columns. And of course, look me up on Letterboxd at letterboxd.com/BedeJamine.
And of course, all the links are in the show description or show notes.
Exactly. And thank you so much to our listeners for listening to and watching, if you're one of our Patreon subscribers, this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. We hope you all enjoy it. And keep a lookout next week, in which will be our Patreon picks poll. So stay tuned for what that film is going to be. And we'll see you next Tuesday. See you, everyone. Bye.
And a special fuck you to The Horror Returns. The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.